This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back here into Sports Talk. We're at the Thibodeau Regional Health System Wellness Center broadcasting here. Mike, checking out social media as we get ready for some preseason action this evening. The Atlanta Falcons and Dallas Cowboys taking on each other. Michael Parsons was walking down one of the hallways and someone shouts out to him, "Come to the Falcons." He responds with just the make a phone call gesture up to his head. It's so funny that this has carried on, and I just don't know the resolution. I feel like Parsons isn't going anywhere there. I feel like he's going to be staying in Dallas, even though it's gotten ugly.
It's gotten really ugly, and what it would cost you, you know, because
to normally, trade and then pay him.
Yeah, because normally a trade like this, and it's going to cost you a lot of money to sign him.
Given assets.
Yeah, and the assets you're going to have to give up. No, because the one thing with Trey, he's got a little bit of age on him. Not that he can't play, but Hendrickson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of age, and so the asking price won't be as much for him. And, I don't know what's going to happen there either, because sort of boxed him. And, you know, you could say, well, Micah could sit out the year, but then you lose a year. It's not the accrued year that he would want. And you got two stubborn guys there now, you know, with the agent and Micah on one side and Jerry.
Go Jerry.
On the other. But I know one thing, the Cowboys can't win without him. They can't win without Micah.
The Bengals, you mentioned Trey Hendrickson, that defense is awful with him.
They're awful with him, so that shows you that it's a shootout. Take the over. And so if you're listening take the over with the Bengals, because they're going to score and they're going to give up a ton of points.
Yesterday for the Panthers preseason finale, they didn't play any of their starters.
None.
Surprised to see not any more action, though, for Bryce Young. I guess they're confident in what they got with him.
I guess they are, and at least Bryce played in the preseason.
Yeah, right.
Penix didn't play at all.
No, Atlanta's crazy.
No, we got told that 2 weeks ago. We had Jen Hale on, and Jen does the sideline reporting for the Falcons now with the group with DJ Shockley, and she was like, "Mike, he's not playing.
Not a series.
Not nothing. Not taking a snap." I was like, "Jen, what kind of experience he got? A handful of games? Come on, he needs that time." She was like, "Listen, you preaching to the choir here." But that was the decision of Raheem Morris not to play him.
And
I'm shocked at that. I really am.
It seems that in tomorrow's Saints game, we're going to get starters from both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to see Kamara. I would doubt that seriously.
Yeah, I know that Kellen Moore mentioned that some veterans said they want to get a little action going. I can't imagine you'd want to put someone like DeMario Alvin Kamara out there. There's no sense in that.
Bubble wrap them guys. And, yeah, hey, we'll see you in a couple weeks. I know Bobby, when he was out in California, was telling us, man, DeMario was popping people left and right
yeah.
When the Saints and the Rams practiced. So
He's got enough of that physical contact.
What? How Ricky Jackson used to say that, man, practice is for the unskilled. And so I get it. You know, let the young guys go out there and practice a lot and play in the preseason game. And what I'm interested in, does Devin Neal play in this game?
Kind of needs to.
Because I know he drew high praise from Kellen Moore. Really did. You know, the one thing which always sort of scares me about a rookie player, and, you know, I heard Coach Payton talk about, you know, the receiver the Saints got and sort of pumped him up a little bit about, you know, he's got Marcus Colston traits, and then he deals him off. And he does help the Saints. They don't have
Absolutely.
A receiver like him. It does help the Saints. But Kellen Moore is different to talk about rookies. How he talks about a Kelvin Banks. How he's talked about Quincy Riley, Danny Stutzman. Early on, Devin Neal.
Right.
He brought
up,
and then lately he's talked about Fadil Diggs, the edge rusher from Syracuse, who started out at A&M and then ended up at Syracuse.
And then I think postgame even was bragging about Sanker.
Oh, no question about him. And then you got an undrafted rookie that was supposed to play guard. He played center, and now he's back at guard.
Yeah.
And so we'll see how all that goes. But he's different. I think Sean's mentality a lot of time, Coach Payton, was, man, I ain't pumping up no rookie. I'm not
sure.
Saying nothing good about him. Oh, yeah, you know, he looked good here and there, but, you know, hey, he didn't do this right. And he was always the flip of the pancake. Coach Moore is not like that. You know, he's sharp with every answer, though. He don't stretch the rubber band to give you an answer.
He also seems very happy. We'll see how long that lasts this season.
Well, when you start losing, it gets you unhappy. That's all I can tell you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.